The World is a Reflection of the Mind, written by Shia Moore, translated by J.C. Cleary, read by Jai McMahon. 5.1. Real solitude is a realm of experience. What is the true spiritual nature? The spiritual nature is freedom. Freedom goes beyond any isms. It transcends any human concepts, limitations, and standards. It is transcendence. But then what is transcendence? Transcendence is also freedom. What then is freedom? Freedom is transcending all human concepts. It is something attained after going beyond constraints like business suits and bonds like neckties. This kind of thing is also called the true spiritual nature. In contemporary literature, it is already very difficult to see anything of transcendence. Why? Because in this era, various things exclude this topic for writers. In 2004, I went to Romania to attend a session on international literature, and the theme of the session was being solitary in the global village. More than 150 authors from 24 countries showed up, and everyone was talking about being solitary. But the solitude of which they spoke was the pressure put on writers by the contemporary media. They said that writers could no longer get a big response as in the past, and could no longer be as exalted as in the past. In short, they no longer had their past glory. This kind of solitude filled the whole of the literary world. Later, when I was interviewed by an international broadcaster, I said that the authors had said little about solitude, and what they had spoken of was not solitude, but rather a feeling of decline. I told the interviewer that I did feel the solitude, but what is my solitude? It is that I want to establish something eternal and imperishable, but there is nothing eternal in this world. We cannot find the eternal. We do not keep on existing forever, and we cannot possibly establish anything which time cannot destroy. But I persist in wanting to establish this kind of thing. An enormous gap forms here, and this is my solitude. I cannot resolve this issue, and the same goes for many writers and great philosophers. Thus, they are in pain. They feel that this world is disappearing swiftly towards some place we do not know, and we cannot hold it back. Nor can we keep any bit of the eternity we want to keep. It is precisely this kind of unresolvable issue that creates my solitude. Because of this, for a long time I couldn't write, because I could not find meaning in writing. Although I felt this world might let my writings last forever, I knew that no one knows how long this world can last. This is because the human race has created nuclear weapons that can destroy the world countless times over. Because there are so many people on Earth who still madly compete to seize the world resources and destroy our home. One day a friend told me that the water level in Venice is rising and that beautiful city may soon be underwater. This world is rapidly fading away towards we don't know where, and yet I still want to establish something eternal. This kind of solitude is an issue the human race cannot resolve. My solitude is not that I cannot earn a lot of money, or get a lot of profit and fame, and not that television and the internet are putting pressure on print media. These kinds of things cannot create solitude. Solitude is something that comes from the inner mind. It has no connection with the world. When an author is too concerned about how the world sees him, he has already fallen. When he wants to get a beautiful girlfriend, but cannot, he may suffer. When he wants to have a great deal of money, and he wants to be as rich as Bill Gates, and he cannot have what he wants, he may fall. Feelings of loss are not solitude. Solitude is a realm of experience, a very lofty realm. Jesus wanted to love humanity. He wanted to practice universal love, but this world was not willing to let him be that way, and wanted to crucify him. He would say, "Forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do." This is solitude. When Shakyamuni Buddha was enlightened beneath the Bodhi tree, and he saw that many people are deluded by empty, illusory, false forms that are in the midst of disappearing, and their minds are full of greed, hatred, and ignorance, and he saw that he would be unable to immediately enable these people to dispel this pain and suffering, he was in solitude. When Confucius in China put forth to the whole world his teaching of human fellow feeling and love, but had no choice in the world of his time and kept fleeing from one place to the next like a lost dog, he was in solitude. Thus, true solitude is a realm of experience. People who cannot reach this realm can only be called those who have suffered a loss. They cannot be called in solitude. When you have become a lotus flower and you look down at the pond, you discover there are many lotus seeds in the pond which could have grown and borne lotus flowers, but because of certain reasons they fall into the mud and cannot sprout. At this time, that lotus flower might be isolated. It hopes that all the lotus seeds can get beyond the mud. When it cannot realize this hope, it produces a feeling of solitude. Solitude is this kind of thing. True solitude can only be produced after you have transcended the environment in which you exist. I was looking for transcendence all along. Later I discovered that what spiritual yoga considers to be transcendence and freedom is not the same as the transcendence and freedom spoken of in Western philosophy. Why are they not the same? The German philosopher Martin Buber wrote a book called I and Thou. He recognized two possible ways for humans to realize something imperishable. The first way is to dissolve the ego. When the whole vast universe and nature dissolves your own greed, ignorance and hatred, freedom can be produced. The other way is that freedom can be realized when our own minds and our spirits encompass the whole universe and natural world, and our own minds become as vast and rich as the universe, and as broad and all-embracing as nature. The freedom which Mahamudra Yoga seeks is the latter kind. It confronts our own minds and spirits and wins the world by conquering our own desires. So is it not some kind of so-called freedom we realize by plundering and attacking, or taking something that we recognize as some kind of truth and forcing it on this world? No, it is not. Mahamudra has always taken molding the spirit as the main task. This word spirit means the spiritual nature. What literature truly pursues is precisely this. The relationship of the spiritual nature and the spirit with material things is not that important. After the basic conditions for human survival are fulfilled, good fortune, freedom, and liberation are all decided by your own minds and spirits. From our point of view, the life of people in the West is already very good. They have good food in their stomachs, nice clothes on their bodies, and also such a beautiful environment. How strange then that there are so many people who feel pain, so many people who suffer from depression and commit suicide and even murder other people. For us it is very hard to understand where this pain and suffering is coming from. My hometown is like the ocean of songs, and there are many songs there. Every song is a wave in the ocean. No one knows ultimately how many kinds of songs there are. We eat rice porridge, dumplings, corn and things like that, and we feel very happy. Why? Because nature has given us so many things and enables us to survive, so naturally we are very happy. At these times, other than enjoying the happiness and the bright sunshine, we do not go to steal things from other people. When we can sustain life with a cup of water, we do not try to seize someone else's ocean. When we have an apple to eat, we take bananas and other fruit and let other people eat them, or keep them for their children and grandchildren to eat. We feel that it is not necessary to grab everything and put it in our own house. Thus, the freedom of practitioners of the great mudra is realized by dissolving away the greed, ignorance, and hatred in their own inner minds. They can be unconcerned with how this world is and still live very happily. The authenticity and spiritual nature of Chinese literature also lies here.